Every town in America is a war town. And every hour of every day is a crisis in war town. Can be told, the story of Heartbreak Island. In the pitch black of a late fall night in Holland, a ghostly processional made its way. Off in the distance, the rumble of guns was an angry protest, and the gun flashes on the horizon were like heat lightning on a summer's eve. The British were already in southwestern Holland, just beyond the Scheldt estuary, near, very near, Walcheren Island. Franz Fiedler and his nephew Hendrik had the unconscious flyer between them as they half-waded, half-crawled through the knee-deep water of the flooded side streets between the canal and the home of Francie and Isaiah. They had been all night poling the barge from Middleburg.
Have our wounded flyer. Can we take him into the house?
Of course. Be careful. The water has flooded the downstairs. Take him up to the attic. This way.
He's a heavy one. Yeah. Easy, Hendrik.
Yes, all right. Which way, Francie?
Over here. Put him on this blanket.
Put him down easy. Easy. So.
Who is it? It's a wounded flyer, Mother.
The Germans are after him. We took him from Middleburg. They found his parachute.
British?
American, I think. British flyers never weigh so much as this fellow. They must eat iron scrap, these Americans.
The Germans are looking for him,
eh? Yeah, they almost found him in Middleburg. Franz and I got him out in our barge. Oh, I'm cold.
We're all cold. We haven't had a stove lit in 4 days. Dry yourself with this towel.
Is he hurt bad?
It's a broken leg, I think. You'll have to have a doctor soon.
There is not a doctor in there.
Oh, what about old Van Horn?
They took him away last week.
Oh. Franz, we have a motorboat hidden below the pier next to the Hallstatt windmill. You know where that is.
Yes.
Get it. Bring it here tomorrow night. We'll have to try to pass him through the Nazi patrol line.
All right. Tomorrow night. Come on, Hendrik.
Is there anything to eat, Francie? I'm hungry.
You are hungry. To be hungry is to be a good Dutchman. Only Germans eat. It's what they call the New Order.
Morning came bleak and wet. Even the trees shivered. The wind was like ice. Walcheren Island had once been lush, a prosperous land with healthy cows and cherub-like babies. Now it was nothing. Nothing at all but a few rooftops under which people still lived. A church spire, a windmill pushed out of the gray, black mass of water. Land that had been reclaimed from the sea by man's will and energy had returned to the sea. The dikes had been breached. It was morning, but there wasn't a rooster left to crow its dawning.
Hello? Hello, anybody?
Hello. I'm Francine DeZeo. This is my mother.
Oh, how do you do?
Hi.
My name's Walsh. Captain Walsh.
You speak Dutch very well, Captain Walsh.
Oh, yes. My mother came from Utrecht.
Don't try to move your leg. It is broken.
Okay, Mom. But how did I get here?
They brought you here from Middleburg last night.
Here? Where's here?
This is the town of Veere.
Oh. Fritz still after me?
Yes.
All this is crazy. I know what happens to people who hide flyers. They shoot you, don't they?
Yes.
Okay, that's enough for me. Come on, get me out of this house. I'll give myself up.
We do not surrender in Holland, never.
They won't do anything to me.
I'll just be a prisoner of war. It's not so bad.
You don't know the Nazis, do you?
What do you mean, I don't know the Nazis? What do I have to know about them?
Did you ever meet a Nazi? Talk to one? Do you know how they think? Tell him, Francia.
My father was a fisherman. He was the leader of all the fishermen in our town. One day, a Nazi soldier disappeared. My father wasn't even in Vera when it happened. But they took him as a hostage. They took him and 11 others in the public square near the town hall. They lined them up against a wall. They made us watch.
I'm sorry.
Someone's downstairs.
Francine. Francine.
Who is it?
August.
Yes?
The SS troops are searching every house.
Where are they now?
They've started near the waterfront.
All right, thanks.
Here, take this for you know who. Goodbye.
What is it, Francine?
Some cheese. It's for you, Captain.
For me? How do you know I was here?
News travels fast in a small town. Here's the cheese.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Not unless you help me eat it. How far off is the waterfront?
About half a mile. That gives us time.
Oh, listen, be sensible, will you? Let me give myself up.
We do not surrender, Captain.
No, I guess we don't. Well, that's a pretty fine attitude. It's what we call in America guts.
The minutes dragged their weary way through the hours of morning. Up in the attic, they listened for the first sound of the searching parties. The rain fell in sheets. It was early afternoon now.
How does the leg feel, Captain Walsh?
Oh, not too bad. You know, I've heard stories about the way you folks smuggle out flyers, but never registered. I mean, well, you kind of figure it's another story. Sort of make-believe.
Make-believe?
Yeah, stories about the underground and all that.
I belong to the underground.
You do?
We're all in the underground, all over the country. Every one of us who is a loyal Hollander.
Well, what do you do?
Many things. Sometimes I smuggle food cards into the cities. Sometimes guns.
Where'd you get them?
Steal them from the Germans. We get them. There's always a way. And our people in the cities, in Amsterdam, Rotterdam, they need everything we can bring. Have you ever been in a city, Captain Walsh?
Oh, sure. My home's near Philadelphia, back in the States.
Well, then, try to imagine Philadelphia in ruins, with no electricity, no coal, no food except some potatoes occasionally, and tulip bulbs to boil into soup. Imagine Philadelphia with people dying so fast, there's no one to bury them. Bodies stacked up in the churches, waiting their turn. I've seen a city like that. Rotterdam.
They've starved us, looted our homes, seized our able-bodied men, put their slave labor camps. But we know how to fight back.
Can't they get any food at all?
Oh, yes. If you're willing to work for the Germans, there's plenty of food to be had. Big signs tell you on every street corner. 1,200 people died of starvation in Rotterdam last month. They could have worked, had food, but they didn't.
I'm beginning to get the idea.
I can see the Germans far down the canal.
How soon before they get here?
An hour, maybe less. If only the darkness will come before they do.
Let them find me outside.
Oh, be quiet. They shan't find you at all. You will stay here until Franz comes to the house with the boat. He will row to the back door.
But this is insane. Why should you folks take the risk of them finding me here?
It will be no risk if all goes well.
Now came the torture of the slow wait, the creeping, incessant ache of silence and suspense until darkness could cloak the arrival of Franz and the boat. Night comes early to Holland in the late fall, but this day seemed to have no end. And methodically, house by house, the SS troops neared the home of the Desaers. It was about 5 o'clock.
Franzien!
Yes, Paul?
Franzien, Mama says to tell you they're coming to your place next. She sent me... Oh, hello. You're the American flyer, aren't you?
Hello.
Thank you, Paul. Now you must go back home quickly.
Yes, but can't
go
I...
Go on, go on.
Oh, all right.
So long, son.
Goodbye, flyer. Thumbs up.
Okay, sport. Thumbs up. Say, he's just like a little kid I know back home.
Listen.
Go on, Francine. Get away from here before they come.
It's Franz for the boat. Now we go down this secret staircase and get out the back way. Mother, you come with us.
No, I must stay here to talk to them until you are safely away. Go quickly. Go with God.
Here, Captain. Let me help you. Put your arm around my shoulder.
All right. Sorry, I have to lean so heavily.
We must get to the boat before they do. Oh, in a few moments, you will be safe with my brother Franz.
Yes, the Germans could break down a door, but they couldn't break down the will to win. They could destroy homes, but they couldn't destroy spirit and ingenuity. There was a way out for Francine and Captain Walsh, and the captain knows we want to hear what happened at this crucial moment.
Well, Mr. Jory, at the time I was in such agony with my leg that I had difficulty keeping quiet as they told me to be. Franz pulled the boat silently as he'd come until we were in mid-canal. Then he started the motor and we sped away in the dark toward the North Sea.
Weren't there any German patrol boats around?
Well, that's the top bridge of the whole story. Shortly after we opened up, we heard motors headed our way. And let me tell you, I swallowed half my tongue. The wet on my face wasn't all spray. A shadow loomed out of nowhere and bore down on us. Looked like we were well-cooked geese. And I mean it.
What was it?
The best-looking boat I ever saw. Flying the Union Jack. We'd run smack into the commandos coming to occupy the island. Luck? Well, you figure it out.
What about Francine and her mother?
Well, Francine was okay, of course. She went back to Vera as soon as the commandos had captured it a few days later. Then she wrote me in London that the Germans had shot her mother. But she never surrendered. She was the Dutch people herself.
No, they never surrendered. Though men and machines in the Atlantic Ocean itself invaded their once rich and well-loved homelands, they never surrendered. Liberation has been achieved, but with other nations, Holland now is free in name only. Like other nations, she is not free from the undernourished children, the wasted lands, the sickness resulting from these years of ravishment. Until her weakness passes and she regains her full freedom, Americans are standing by. Through the American Relief for Holland, one of the foreign relief services of the National War Fund, her friends across the sea can now send her essential baby foods, precious vitamins, warm clothing, medicines, and other supplies she needs so desperately to save life and to seal friendship.